We are back for another spring preseason sports show. Brent Hussey here, and I'm joined by Coach Troy Figg of the Chillicothe Hornets baseball team. Coach Figg, thank you, sir, for taking some time out to talk with us this week. How are you doing?
No problem at all. Glad I could do it.
Well, Coach, you come off, obviously, a historic season. Class 4 state champions. I'm sure it never gets old hearing that. Just talk us through, obviously, last year, that run was tremendous. It was so much fun to be able to be there and to cover the team, and then how the offseason has gone leading into the start of this season.
Yeah, that was a great run. It all started the day after graduation. We didn't play very well at all for about a 12-13 game stretch there. And then all of a sudden, graduation was on Sunday. Monday we showed up against Savannah, and they just absolutely flipped the switch, and things completely changed.
And then, Coach, that was obviously just – two amazing games down in the Ozarks, both games where you had kind of back and forth, being able to hold on late. Just what were the emotions now, looking back on it, how much those kind of tight moments changed the games?
Well, it was unbelievable. Honestly, in the final, and this is from a coach's perspective, we get up 9-1, and I'm in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, how can I get everybody into the game? You know, it's the state final. You want everybody to participate. The next thing I know, it's 9-6, and then I'm thinking, okay, we just got to hang on by our fingernails now and just get through the games, all we can do. So,
well, Coach, it was an awesome season, so fun, so memorable, and you're off to a really strong start here this year, 3-0 so far this year. You return 6 full-time starters and have a lot of experience back. So just how has the start of this season gone for the team?
Well, needless to say, I think we've scored 42 runs in the first 3 games. So, you know, hitting the ball, which we thought our hitting would be probably one of our strong points. We didn't know about throwing strikes, you know, from pitchers. We do have Noah back, needless to say, who relieved in the semifinal game and then started the final game and just did a great, unbelievable job down there. He really did a great job. Rehabbing a little bit from a little bit of a shoulder thing that he had this summer. So I'm kind of, you know, being pretty slow with him. At the end of the year, I want him full blast. Howie, you know, stubbed his toe in the semifinal game, then came right back in the final game and shut him down, got the final out for us, and that was exciting. So, you know, he's another year older. I mean, he was just a sophomore last year. He's a junior this year. We haven't got to see him pitch yet this year because he was gone on another school activity. And then in Marshall, we had him lined up to throw later on, and the guys just kept, you know, getting 5-10-run games. We didn't have a chance to use him. So we're going to use him tonight against Lawson and see what happens.
Talking with Coach Troy Figg of the Hornets baseball team, how different is it now coming off of a year with so much success? Does that change the expectations or the mentality of the team, the coaching staff at all, or are you able to still be able to make sure everybody is kind of on the same page for what you want to do again this season?
You know, they did a great job. We talked about it a lot in January. We're not going to talk about district. We're not going to talk about the past that. All we're looking at is what's going on today. You know, what are we going to do today to get better? And they've bought into that. We've got some senior leadership guys that have done a great job too. And that's made it really easy and a smooth transition from losing those 3 last year to what we've got this year.
And I want to talk about that senior class because obviously a lot of experience in that senior class. Talk about each of those guys individually, what makes them such a good individual player and then the teammate and as a collective senior class.
Well, they're a unique class. There's no doubt about that. There's some pretty big personalities in there, and then there's some kind of quiet personalities that just kind of sit back, and when they say something, everybody listens to them. So it's fun to watch that. Of course, you know, you got Noah on the mound, who, you know, is somewhat of a ringleader. He's kind of like I am. He'll talk occasionally, but without thinking. But he's still a great kid. Does a great job on the field. Dane Ireland's another one at first base. You know, there was one comment that Noah made in practice last year, which I really thought spoke volumes about Dane. And somebody was throwing something a little off, and he said, "Don't worry about it." He said, "Just throw it over there. Dane's going to stop it for you." And I thought that was, you know, pretty high praise. Hubby at second base doesn't say very much, just goes about, kind of a tradesman-type guy, just does his job. And it's really fun to watch him and to coach him. And he's really developed. I thought the second half of the season last year, his defense really came on. This year, he's really hitting the ball for hits, but as well as for distance, too. Just, you know, he's put some more muscle on, has really come a long ways. Jack Marshall in the outfield, just, you know, kind of like Hubby, just goes about his business, doesn't say much. He's fun to have around. Drake Swift's behind the plate. He's in a battle now with Riley for that spot. They're going back and forth. They're both doing a great job. So it's nice to have two guys behind the plate. Some people would say I made a mistake last year in regards to really not having a backup with a lot of game experience. I couldn't get Sammy Rodenberg out of there. He just wanted to, you know, he was a grinder. He just wanted to play every inning. And I let him do it, and maybe looking back, maybe I should have done that a little different. But it all worked out in the end. So, and then Oliver Perry starting for us in left field right now. He's another one that's new to the starting role, and hopefully he'll continue to develop as the season goes on.
Coach, you mentioned how strong the hitting's been to start the season. Obviously, that's a strength early on. What do you think some of the other strengths of this year's team are going to be as the season goes on, and what are some spots maybe where you think there's going to be some growth as well?
I really think that going into the season, I thought if they were going to throw the ball at us, that we were going to hit it. And if they hit the ball at us, we're going to catch it. Can we throw strikes consistently? To me, that was probably the biggest question, and it's really kind of the biggest question for any team at the start of the year. What's your pitching going to be like? Because in my opinion, pitching is the key. I mean, look at our run those last six games last year. We had three pitchers that could get the job done, and to me, that it just sets the tone for the rest of the game is what your pitching does.
Coach, one last question for you. What are you most excited for, looking forward to as the season goes along this year?
Watching these guys step into new roles. We've got six guys back that are our rock, so to speak, and watching these other three develop into a position and watching them battle and see how they're going to come out. And also watching our pitchers develop, too. It's fun to do.
Well, Coach, we're excited for the season. Looking forward to following along just like last year. Thank you for your time, and best of luck tonight and going forward the rest of the season.
Thank you very much for your time. Go Hornets.